Happy Monday to you, and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks, and I'm the lead pastor of LifePoint Church and do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. As we were working through our Now Playing series this past week, we were talking about the movie Justice League, and we were talking about the cast of DC comic characters that were involved in the film. And one of the criticisms of the film is that because they had so many superheroes in it, that kind of watered down their personalities. And one of the things that made me think about is this reality that in our world, we're looking for everyday heroes. In the movie, they were fighting against the supervillain Steppenwolf, which I pointed out at Lewis Center. Steppenwolf is also the name of a fantastic band, if you think Born to be Wild, right? So in the battle, as they fought against one another, there are so many villains, so many heroes involved. You just kind of lose context at times for their stories. So what we did is we looked at 1 Samuel chapter 2 verses 12 through 17, and we talked about a similar scenario in scripture where people in the Old Testament world were looking for everyday heroes. We talked about that in two contexts. I'll talk about one this morning and then kind of a bookend that on Friday in the Drivecast. But first we said that everyone in our culture, we feel like, is looking for everyday heroes at work. Eli, he was a great leader in the Old Testament. He was the high priest for 40 years. He was a judge over the people. But as he did a great job in some areas in his culture and context, he also had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. And he allowed his sons, in essence, to get away with a lot of stuff in their roles in following him as priests in Israel. He allowed them to steal sacrifices for people. They actually built walls, they built barriers to people coming to God in worship. Hophni and Phinehas, they actually used their positions of power to coerce or influence women to sleep with them when that was so far outside of God's boundaries. And so one of the things that we talked about is that we have this struggle with work. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4 to us about work, he says, let the thief steal no longer, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone who's in need. And there's something inside of us, there's a thief in all of us that wants to get more than we give at work. And what Hophni and Phinehas, these two boys of a very successful leader, did, instead of being able to delay desire at times, they felt like they deserved their desires. And so there's something about work that's difficult. There's something about work that's part of the curse. In Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve subject to the fall of their sin and what they did in the Garden of Eden, work is cursed. But work is not a curse. There's something inside of us that God has hardwired us to work. And so in that, work becomes part of our dignity, but work is not our definition. We can't allow work to define us. So what we say is, listen, 1 Corinthians 10:31, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And certainly that involves work. So this morning, you may have one of two perspectives. You may have woken up this morning and thought, man, I love my job. I can't wait to get there. I love the challenges. Or you may agree with that great theologian, Johnny Paycheck, who sang, take this job and shove it. I don't know where you are about your job this morning, but I would ask you to take some time just to pray and to ask God to turn your marketplace into a mission place. That somehow right now, if you would just take some time and ask God to use you today in ways maybe that you know, maybe you've got some difficult meetings coming up today or some difficult people in some meetings, or maybe you're struggling with your boss or a coworker, or you have a coworker who's hurting that is going to give you some opportunities for ministry, that God would take your daily grind and turn it into His eternal glory. So just take some time right now and just pray about the work that's in front of you today. Ask God to use the work of your hands to share with someone who is in need. Well, once again, I hope you have a great day at work today. I hope that you sense God's presence and pleasure with you as you work today, that Monday turns out to be just as great as any other day of the week. And I'll come back and be back with you on Friday as we talk about the other kind of everyday hero. Have a great day.